Ah, this is a Swiss-German person. You can recognize her from a facial expression.
Oh, so is this the typical Swiss-German mannerism?
Oh, no, no, it changes depending on the dialect.
Which varies from one canton to another.
One canton to another? You mean from one valley to another, from one village to another, from one family to another? Regula Schlinger from Unter Fricktal, Lower Freak Valley, as we say here. We stick our bottom jaws out and we let the corners of the mouth hang down and we get the typisch Unter Fricktalianische Lätsche, the typical squall from Lower Fricktal. So we naturally speak like this, so we become automatically a little depressed. We also call this the 20 past 8 phase. But in Eastern Switzerland, in St. Gallen, they always laugh. They always have a big smile on their face, as if they shoved an Olma sausage across their mouth without mustard.
Oh, okay. And 20 past 8? Is that because of the position of the hands on a clock when it's 20 past 8?
What? Clocks? Gelleretli? That's for the French-speaking part of the country, where they make watches. Although that doesn't mean that they're always on time. No, no, it's called 8:20 in the German-speaking part of Switzerland, because by 8:20 we've already worked for 2 hours, whereas in Ticino they are still fast asleep, and in the French-speaking part they are probably making un peu l'amour. Huh? Because let's face it, in French, even the announcement at the train station sounds like they are telling a love story.
And does that annoy you?
No, no, we love people from Ticino, Graubünden, Romandie. They are not a threat to us, unlike the Germans, who are so terribly fast and eloquent that we fear their language and culture will soon replace ours. Do you know, in the German-speaking part of Switzerland, you can tell where someone comes from just from their accent. Hello, I'm from St. Gallen. We eat the sausage without mustard. Hello. I'm from Bern. We are a bit slow. When we leave Bern, we are going to burn out. Hello, I'm from Basel. We have the best carnival, the Basel Fasnacht, better than Luzern. And we eat Mehlsuppe mit Käpfli. This also varies from one canton to another.
You mean the carnival?
Well, yes, the carnival is different, but I mean the word for the end piece of a loaf of bread. Käpfli. There are other words for it too, such as Käpfli, Anheulig, Anhaut, Mupf, Stupf, Güpf. The same goes for the apple core. Gürbsi, Bütschki, Bürzi, Beizi.
Hmm. And how many names do you have for wine?
Wein? We just call it wine. White wine from the French-speaking part, red wine from Ticino. We boil it, we put sugar in it, and then we drink it at carnival time, which is a great opportunity to have a laugh once a year. So, cheers. I mean, not now, but for the next carnival time, huh? Gute Nacht um 6.
Adieu.
Bye. Do you guys really go to sleep at 6 o'clock?
No, but we have dinner at 6 o'clock sharp. In Goethe. I was wondering, does this person speak other languages too?
I think so. Try changing the choice of language in your audio guide to find out.
Okay.
Natürlich, Sie können es gern bar zahlen, aber Sie dürfen auch mit Karten. Ausgenommen die Jazzkarten natürlich.